Love it. That's probably the best we've seen him in a while. He changed arm angles, pitched inside effectively, a lot of soft contact, navigated a really tough lineup well, ran into traffic, was able to pitch out of it, and but being able to bring in Helsley with a 3-run lead and feeling good about it and closing that game out is awesome to see, for sure.
Do you remember what it's like to see an excited winner on the mound?
No, he showed some emotion today, and it was fun to watch, man. It gets everybody fired up. Getting out of that inning and showing the emotion coming off the mound was big with that double play. Seeing him pitch that way is a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah. What's the update on Gorman?
No update yet. I'm going to get with Adam here shortly. He just felt his hamstring grab, and we didn't want to chance it. He kind of jogged back and forth and still felt it, so we took him out of the game. And then Contreras got in the hand a couple games ago, and during BP today, it really tightened up on him. He wasn't able to squeeze. He didn't want to come out. He wanted to stick it out with Waino, but as soon as Waino was out of that game, he came out as well. Yeah.
What does it mean to be able to trust Rich
Palacios? No, that was awesome. I mean, don't want to see Gorman go down, but he comes in, and this is a guy. Our bench is really good about this. They stay ready, and we got some young guys that are eager to play. He goes in there, hits two homers, and really nice shot by him. Yeah.
Like you said, we saw probably the biggest competitive reaction from Adam there.
No doubt.
How important was that double play in terms of needing to limit the damage there and giving him the opportunity for the fifth?
Yeah, it's a big play. And you can tell by his reaction to it. I mean, from a pitch count standpoint, from just momentum and just killing that inning, it's exactly what he needed. And he made his pitch. We made the play. But the emotion afterwards is, I love every second of it. Yeah.
Is there any kind of, maybe not irony, but emotion in knowing he didn't generate a swing and miss with his curveball all game long until the last pitch that he threw and just kind of has some ball that is for him to pitch?
Yeah. His cutter was really good today, though. He threw some that were probably the best we've seen, and he mixed all his other stuff well. He pitched in well. But, yeah, ending it with that pitch is what he's known for.
You mentioned the traffic, just his ability to sort of make pitches when he had to. I mean, I think it was something like they were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position against him.
Yeah, he had a decent amount of traffic and navigated it well. The game doesn't speed up on that guy a whole lot. And, changed arm angles. He was able to kind of do what he wanted with the baseball, and fortunately we played really good defense behind him as well, so definitely a team win.
Was Frazier going to be his last batter in the fifth no matter what, or with the base open? Yeah. But did you breathe a sigh of relief when he kind of ended it there?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No, I wasn't taking him out of that fifth inning unless it got sideways, but no, he was going to stay in that game. But I was excited to see Frazier end the inning, yes.
How about the job the bullpen did to hold it right there after Waino came out?
Yeah, Gio got his guys there in the sixth. The Squibler to third, the Henderson matchup with Libby. This is what we talked about, being able to bring him in, get an out in the sixth, get the seventh, and build off of his last outing. For him to get the double play on Mullins there, and then the pop-up was perfect. That's something he can definitely build off of, and his stuff looked electric. And then King, he's on the ground, doesn't matter righty or lefty, and he did exactly that. He was efficient, got his ground balls, got out of there, and Helsley closed the door. So nice job by our pen.